2 minutes after 4 o'clock, live from Studio 19B. It is 86 degrees out there, an absolutely fabulous first day back after Labor Day. Labor Day, not Labor Day. Let's change that one, huh? Did you have a nice Labor Day weekend? Oops. Joining us this afternoon in studio is Attorney Brendan King. Estate Preservation Law Offices is the organization, 508-751-5010, out in lovely Worcester, Massachusetts. EstatePreservationLaw.com is the website. Good afternoon, Attorney King. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dennis. I'm doing great. Had a great Labor Day.
Yes, it was a lovely Labor Day weekend, wasn't it?
It was excellent. It was excellent. I had a very relaxing weekend. It was kind of strange. I've got, you know, four small kids, and
I had a better Labor Day than you did.
When I had a Labrador Retriever, just a dog, it was a much better deal. But
go outside for a little bit, will ya? What, are you hungry? Yeah.
That's right. You know, and they're not at that age for self-sufficiency yet. You know, everything is daddy this and mommy this, and, you know, so it's 7, 5, 3, and 9 months, and they just haven't got to do their own thing.
I heard the Pope called, and you're up for sainthood.
I guess that's how I got in this mess in the first place, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, four of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is an easy segue. Yeah. Are you planning their estates?
You know, I have my estate plan in place. The shoemaker has shoes. Yeah. You know, that's the saying, right?
Yep.
The shoemaker has no shoes.
Very kidding,
but the shoemaker has shoes in this case. My wife is pretty good about that. And, of course, it's hard when a client will ask you, well, what have you done? And then you sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I've been meaning to get around to that. But, you know, present company and excluded. But, no, it's certainly helpful to be able to say, listen, this is what I've done. Or even when you're giving an example about what the client should do, you can kind of say, well, this is what I've done in my case. And you always hate to knock off potential clients. So you can say, well, if I died, I have the same trust as I'm talking to you about.
So you're not killing them.
Yeah, it's not good for business.
Listen, when you're dead.
It always gets things off to a good start, you know.
Well, see, this is an interesting one because we talk about it. When should I plan my estate? I don't have an estate. I don't need to do that. If you're 25, 30 years old and you've got that house and a kid or two, you've got an estate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that, and I think the kid is the big motivator at times. You know, you're in a situation where, and a lot of people don't realize this, but if you're in Massachusetts and you're married and you have children, if you don't have a will, your
wards of the state, right?
Yeah, your spouse doesn't get everything. And a lot of people are surprised to hear that. That their spouse, you know, your spouse doesn't get everything, which is really what a lot of people want. A lot of people want to have their spouse, you know, receive most of the assets, at least if it's the first go-around. You know,
right.
If maybe it's the second, third, or fourth spouse.
That's their problem.
That's a whole other story. Yeah. But generally speaking, I can't even use the word typical because that would be atypical these days probably. But in that certain circumstance, I tell that to people and they say, wow, you know, I had no idea.
Well, if both parents go, the kids, unless you've made arrangements for them, where are they going to go?
Yeah, you need to have those guardianship provisions. You know, those go in the will. Who you nominate as the guardian and conservator of your child's well-being and their estate is entirely done in the will. And that's how the probate court knows what you want.
And I would say it's probably even more important for someone who's creeping towards 40 years old and has a pretty well-established job, and they might be in their second house that they think they're going to stay in for quite some time,
right.
And those kids are getting to be 10.
That's right. That's right, absolutely. You're in a situation where, you know, they're getting to be 10, they've got their college educations ahead of them, they've got, you know, you're a high
in income. 7 short years, by the way.
Oh, I know. Hey, I've already said, hey, listen, you know what? Hey, I'll do what I can.
You know, I mean, think about that now. Bridget and I, we never had kids. We're sort of lucky or unlucky in that debate, depending on how you
say, look. You look like a happy guy.
There were times when we were very sad about that, and there are other times we go, I don't know if we're about paying anybody to go to school.
Right.
Okay, but that's a huge issue if you have someone that's 10 or 12 years old. Oh, they're just little kids. Au contraire, in 6, 7 years, they're
going to
be a freshman someplace.
That's right. And you know what? You have life insurance. Where are those life insurance proceeds going to go? How are they going to be used? Are they going to be used for school, or are they going to end up going to the kid at age 18 and he ends up following his favorite band around the world with?
Yeah.
So it's really one of those things, is controlling things from beyond the grave. You know, it's an important thing, especially with young kids as they hit those teenage years, because if you don't set up your estate properly, you know, those guardianships and conservatorships that you may have had in a will, age 18 is the limit. When they hit age 18, you know, they're on their own.
That's it. They're on their own.
They're on their own.
And well, they can stay on your health care policy here in Massachusetts for another couple of years.
That's right.
Provided you're still paying for it after you're gone.
That's right. And you know, what they actually pay for, I'm a little confused. I had a conversation with my wife just before here. I found out another prescription of mine's not going to be. That's only the, that only keeps me a little sane here on Tuesday afternoons with you, Dennis. But, you know, the reality is most people don't plan. And I think I heard a commercial when I was waiting here in the lobby that I think it was a commercial from when Joe Chica was here with Joe had mentioned that, you know, so many people will plan their vacations. We were talking about Labor Day. More people probably plan their Labor Day weekends than they have a good estate plan. People say, what'd you do this weekend? They should ask, hey, do you have your willing place?
We can take it a step further. We had Becky White here last Thursday. Becky was here. She drove up from the Cape, beautiful Yarmouth, Massachusetts, and she runs Bayberry Hills and Bass River Golf Courses.
Okay.
And do you know that you can't really get a tee time on the weekends in October already because people were... Last February, they were planning for a weekend Cape getaway in October, and yet they probably don't have a will.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it. And you know what's so funny is that sometimes they'll come into my office, and sometimes the trip, if they're going away and they're flying, and if they're going away, that may get them in the office. But it's
they get
usually
a little flinchy.
They get a little flinchy. And so sometimes that'll do it, but for the most part, you know, they'll come in maybe 2 days before and say, this is all I want to get done. Can you do it for me? It's like, what were you thinking? You know, plan the plan. You know, give me a little, you know, I'd like to go
this
to bed.
Isn't an ATM at the airport.
Right. This isn't McDonald's. Come
You're
on.
Not picking up $300 for the trip. Here,
right.
Buddy.
Exactly. And if I could do that, you probably wouldn't want to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it is amazing. And it's funny because you can hear the excuses at 2020. Well, okay, let's just say in the old days, people got married at 20. So it's a little different now because we waited till I was 32. Bridgie was 30. A lot of people are waiting till later in their 20s.
Right.
Certainly early 30s to get married, which can be a very good thing, especially when you're 26 or 27 years old. It can be a very good thing. So let's say in your 20s, there are things to easily put off. You start to get about 32, 34, 35 years old, and, you know, maybe they're 6 and 4.
Yeah.
You really love Honey Muffin, and you got that house.
Right.
You do have an estate.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of young people have an estate without even knowing it. That's the situation, the house, but also life insurance.
Mm.
You know, a lot of young people will pick up a term policy here and there, and what they don't realize is that, you know, income, they hear how it's tax-free, and it'll go right to the beneficiary to avoid probate, and that's all true. However, it's income tax-free. So, you know, you have to worry about estate taxes, and we live in Massachusetts, and we only have $1 million threshold for the estate tax. And then where's it going to go?
But there's some talk of it going to $3.5 million, right?
Well, you know what? The feds are coming back with something. You know, the feds may be coming back with something. That's what we're all kind of waiting for. As far as, you know, everyone knows about the state estate taxes, and we're kind of locked there at $1 million threshold.
Which,
but you're right.
20 years ago was a nice number.
Exactly.
You know, $1 million is not what it used to be, sad to say, in this day and age.
I know.
Even $3.5 million,
for
the most part, if you are, you know, 40, 45 years old and moving towards retirement, your financial plan is not going to tell you that $3 million is great.
They're
going to tell you it's okay, and you've got to build on it.
Right.
They're not going to tell you that it's great, and that's why one of the things that fascinates me, the couple making $450,000 a year with a decent living,
right?
They're a far cry from somebody making $15 million.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they're lumped in the same category.
All right. And then what ends up happening is that, you know, a lot of the dollars that they do have are maybe pre-tax dollars in an IRA or 401k. So what they always think is like, well, I've got that much in retirement. Well, wait a minute. There's someone else on that account with you. Okay, it's the government. They own, you know, a lot of that's pre-tax. Yeah, it's pre-tax money. You've got to, you know, pay that back at some point. So, you know, the point's valid. And I think, you know, getting back to the original thought, which is young people in life insurance, there's an instant estate, you know, something they have to worry about. Where's that life insurance going? It's an estate. It's a taxable asset. And who you've named as a beneficiary, a lot of times people will just, you know, throw down somebody. You know, and a lot of times what I see, Dennis, it's amazing. Their ex-spouse. You know, they never thought to change it.
Still as
a beneficiary.
The rule of thumb for wills, if you haven't touched it, if you have one, and haven't touched it in 10 years, pretty much, you better go look at it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I tell my clients at a minimum I want to see them every couple of years. What I find is that, you know, I at least like them to come in. I'll give them new powers of attorney because what I find is that powers of attorney go stale somewhat. There's nothing really wrong with them, but try to take in an old power of attorney these days to a bank, and you're going to have a hard time. So I say, come in every couple of years. I'll give you a new powers of attorney. It gives us a chance to sit down and talk. Now, if something changes in the meantime, what I tell my clients, family dynamics, you tell me. Laws change, I tell you. You know, that's the way it goes.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty fascinating. I don't have an estate. Well,
yeah.
We beg to differ with you. You do.
Yeah, you do. And one of the things that I'll have clients do is before they come in to see me, I give them a worksheet to fill out. And a lot of them will come in with that worksheet, and they'll say, you know what? I do have an estate.
Yeah,
it's a good exercise. It was a good exercise to do because very few people, unless you're in the business world and you're putting together statements for a bank or something like that, people aren't doing that that often, adding things up. And then they're like, yeah, you know, I should have done this a long time ago.
Dining room table, that deal from Jordan's, there's $2,000 right there.
That's right.
That nice new TV, yeah, there's another $1,000 right there.
How come the Red Sox couldn't have won the World Series this year? You know?
I was looking for some free stuff. He is attorney Brendan King, and we're just getting started. This is the Money Matters Radio Network.
Over the last 2 years, we have lived through some very dramatic economic times. If this has left you wondering and worrying about your retirement, you're not alone. I'm Eric Spent, financial advisor at Strategic Financial Partners. My team has over 30 years of experience helping people address a full range of financial issues, including how to make your money last throughout retirement. For a free consultation or an invitation to one of our client workshops, please call me at 781-788-4671. Don't waste another minute worrying about your financial future. Call Eric Spent at 781-788-4671.
Eric Spent is a registered representative of New England Securities. Securities and investment advisory services offered by NES, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Branch office 800 South Street, Suite 505, Waltham, Mass., 02453. Strategic Financial Partners is a separate entity of NES.
Log on to MoneyMattersBoston.com to find a Money Matters Radio Network affiliate near you.
And now for the bonus round. Pandora has a box. What does Fred have?
Change for a 20.
Correct. Cat got your tongue. Who's got your back?
Detective Flanagan.
Correct.
All right.
What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
That's easy. Instantly. Right to your TV.
Correct!
Yeah!
Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Rent as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Do you have questions or need help with your current or pending mortgage? Rob Gallagher of Ross Mortgage in Westboro has over 30 years of experience in the retail mortgage industry. Rob and the team at Ross Mortgage have proficient loan officers, processors, and underwriters waiting to assist you. Ross Mortgage is driven by excellence, respect, ethics, and teamwork. Contact Rob at Ross Mortgage by calling 877-811-5508 or visit them at rossmortgageco.com.
Did you slack off last fall and were horrified when the snow melted away? Have you always wanted an outdoor space to enjoy, entertain, or just admire? Let H&S Landscape Solutions fix everything. From lawn care and weekly maintenance, hardscapes and custom designs, H&S Landscape Solutions works with residential and commercial clients to help them realize the true potential of their outdoor property.
I love the way my patio turned out. I wouldn't call anybody but H&S Landscape Solutions when I need a job done right. Not to mention, at the right price.
Lawns, hardscapes, sprinkler systems, lighting, plantings, and unique custom designs and constructions are just some of the things we can do for your outdoor space. For a free consultation, visit agentslandscape.com or call 617-892-5644 and let us make your dream a reality. That's agentslandscape.com. Don't forget to jump on our early season specials. That's agentslandscape.com.
Keeping an eye on your wallet is what we do best, right here on the Money Matters Radio Network. Send the Money Matters team instant feedback at MoneyMattersBoston.com or call in with your questions at 888-205-2263.
17 minutes after 4 o'clock, 86 beautiful degrees out there, just outside of Studio 19B in absolutely fabulous Needham, Massachusetts. Your last numbers, Apple ended up down slightly today. It's back up to 257, by the way. You could have bought it at 241 last week. Did you do that?
I did not.
I didn't do it either.
I bought in Apple last week.
They were great, too. They're coming early
this season,
year.
Yeah,
they're coming early. Netflix is up again today. Netflix, another one, went up to 134, slid back down to 124, I think it was. And I want to say it was hovering around 140 again today.
Yeah. People always watch movies.
Crap.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Damn it. I didn't make $1 million again last week. So I have no estate to talk about. What do I have to worry about? But the fact of the matter is, once you get them in the office, once they start to realize that they have an estate, and we were laughing before the break, but you do have assets.
Yeah.
You know, the television set, the stereo, the armoire, the furniture, the cars, all of those things that you bought and paid for, some of which you may still owe, but such is life, they still are assets, and especially the little shavers, that's a huge issue.
It is. It is. And I think, you know, you talk about some of those tangible personal property items that you were just mentioning, and I'll get that all the time from clients. So someone will say, "Well, you know, I went out and spent my money," and I say, "Well, what did you do?" And they'll say, "Well, you know what? I went out and bought some art." I'm like, "Well, all you did was convert it. It's not gone." You know, and I always compare it to that. I don't know if you've seen that movie Brewster's Millions, when he had $30 million to get $300 million, but he couldn't convert it. It's hard, you know. It's hard unless you take a lot of trips. I mean, trips is a good way to do it.
Yeah, you can dump it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What did he do? He bought a stamp and then used it. Remember the upside down plane? Yeah, it was worth a few bucks.
That's what it was. He finally did. He bought a stamp. Brewster's Millions.
That's right. Another classic. Yep. Netflix, here we come.
We love our movies. There's no two ways about it around here. We have a good laugh at those. It's a lot of fun. But the fact of the matter is, most people, when they actually sit down, that worksheet that you give them helps them laugh a lot, doesn't it?
It does. And it does a lot of things. It gets them to start thinking about titling, which is a huge issue in estate planning. You know, how do we own this? It's huge for a lot of reasons. It's huge for probate issues. It's huge for asset protection, creditor issues. It's huge. And one of the things I always tell clients will be surprised is like, "Oh, I didn't know we had both kids on the account." Or that kid is, you know, has some issues right now. That child embezzled some money right now. Maybe you don't want to put a lot of different people on your account. Not such a good idea at times. But yeah, it gets them to start thinking about totals, how they hold assets, what assets they do hold, what are pre-tax. And I usually, on my worksheet, it's categorized, so then I go through each category and explain to them what that means. Is this a protected asset from creditors while you're alive? Does this have any special nursing home protection? You know, if you were to go to the nursing home, is it looked at as a countable asset? Is it a probate issue? So, you know, just filling out that worksheet is a big first step, and it obviously would save a lot of time for a client, you know, before they come in, because they already are starting to have the mindset of, "Wow, I do have an estate. Now I'm really interested in going in there and talking to them." So it's a little bit of an exercise I put them through.
Yeah, it has to work that way.
People hate paperwork, but, you know, if they can do it, it saves them a lot of time at the meeting.
Well,
we've got to do it anyway.
You know, we talk about it here an awful lot. People aren't living to 68 anymore. They're living to 88.
That's
on
right.
a regular basis.
That's right.
And it's a 30-year career after retirement.
Yeah.
And today in France, they've got the one-day walkout. They've staged a huge strike because the French government, sacre bleu, wants to move the retirement age to 62.
Oh, is that right?
Here in this country, we're talking about 70.
You know, I totally agree with you.
From 60 to 62, and they are staging a one-day strike. They're so upset about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what to say. It's one of those things where I think people are going to have to start thinking a lot about. I mean, I already know, and we talked about it earlier, joking around about the kids. I'll never retire. I mean, and they're going to have to, like, you know, wheel me out of my office. When I start wearing, I guess we have a rule in the office, when I start wearing my wife's shoes to work, then they just go, "Okay, it's time to go." It's the wife's shoes rule, you know, when I start getting confused about that.
Yeah,
but
when you put the wrong shoes in, that's it. You're in the wrong seats, buddy. Come on.
Yeah.
He's Brendan King, and the website is estatepreservationlaw.com, 508-751-5010. We'll be back right after this here on the Money Matters Radio Network.
This is a Bloomberg Business Week update. I'm Pim Fox. A new book by Queens College sociologist Andrew Hacker and science journalist Claudia Dreyfus serves up any number of high-quality, reasonably priced colleges. They call them out-of-the-box shops. Consider Kentucky's Berea College. This liberal arts school doesn't charge tuition, but does require students to offer up to 10 hours of labor each week. The authors say that the University of Maryland, of all the research universities they visited, most capably connected its research functions with undergraduate learning. MIT offers an undergrad program enhanced by adjunct professors Hacker and Dreyfus say are well-treated and motivated. New York's Cooper Union's engineering, fine arts, and architecture programs are all free. The book is Higher Education, How Colleges Are Wasting Our Money and Failing Our Kids, and What We Can Do About It. For more on this story, go to businessweek.com. I'm Pim Fox.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
The Money Matters Radio Network is your home for Joe Mangiacati, weekdays from 9 to noon, and Chuck Nilasek every Sunday at noon on Affiliate 96.9 Boston Talks. But right now, more Dennis Vaughn on the Money Matters Radio Network. Give Dennis a toll-free call at 888-205-2263 and check out what's going on right in the studio at MoneyMattersBoston.com.
Bruce Springsteen bringing you back. Did you catch it last night? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert was on. He was up there again.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
What's he up to in age?
I think he's 104 next Tuesday. I'm older than most people, but I think he's got me by a summer or two.
Yeah.
The Boston Patty, that must be a nice estate.
Yeah, I would think so. He's done okay for himself.
All right, let's have fun then. Let me throw one at you.
All right.
This is a good one, and it's kind of unfair. Because she has already sued her parents and won.
Okay.
And I speak of Paris Hilton.
Okay.
She sued at 18 to get it before, because it was set up that she couldn't get it until she was 25.
All right.
And with her parents' blessing, she sued them to get out from underneath her, I think, great-grandfather's closet.
Trust. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And so she's already got her money.
Okay.
She's now 30 years old.
Okay. I'm sure that money would be put to good use.
I think she's 30, whatever she is, right? 30 with the IQ of a 7-year-old. No, sorry, don't do that. She has now run afoul of the law yet again.
Okay.
Now let's make her beholden to her parents for a bit, because we'll take that she's on her own thing out
of
there.
Sure.
And, of course, the Hilton name, they've got all kinds of dough, and old Paris has been busted 3 or 4 times lately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say that next week she gets busted again, only this time she careens into 3 other cars and clips one of the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Somebody could own a hotel, couldn't they?
You know, that's exactly why we have trust. I mean, one of the big reasons we have trust, and it's a great example. One of the things that I talk to my clients about extensively, and one of the opportunities that they have, particularly in this state where they can do it for their kids, not so much themselves, but for their children, is they can set up their estate, leave assets to their kids or grandkids in Paris's particular case, and leave them in trust. You can leave them in trust for their entire lifetime, assuming the person who set it up was alive and that individual was alive at the time. There's some restrictions on how long you can leave an asset in trust, but while that asset's in trust, if drafted properly, those assets would be protected. So if she did careen in, they're not able to take those assets.
Come out after her dad or her grandparents.
That's right. So if she has a judgment against her, what she can do is, okay, trustee, you know what? Can't pay my mortgage anymore. I'm just going to fill out the back, and now the mortgage payments go to you. You pay them, okay? Because they've already attached my bank account. They've taken everything they can from me. I've still got maybe my home because it's homesteaded, or my retirement plan because it's in an IRA or 401k. Although I don't know what she exactly has.
I don't think she's worried.
Right. You know, but for I guess the most of us, I'm combining the most of us with her situation. You know, the trustee can pay those things and pay them directly, and that prevents any kind of situation where those assets are hitting her account. You can to or for the benefit. Benefit of is the way that I'll structure my trust. And if you structure it with enough discretion, the trustee can say no for a payment or yes or what have you, and there's no property right there for a creditor to attach.
Can't attach anything.
It's
all right, so let's make it a little smaller scale, because clearly the Hiltons have, you know, 38 lawyers involved. Let's make it slightly smaller scale. The lovely family that grew up in wherever you want to make them in West, let's make them from Shrewsbury.
Sure.
They grew up in Shrewsbury, and they've got a couple of kids, and they've done great for themselves, and he's been wonderful, and she's been wonderful, and da-da-da-da, and they have this great place. Let's put it on the vineyard.
Okay.
And their son or their daughter is now 22 or 23 years old, right? Not magical, I didn't mean to do it, dad age.
Right.
And he goes down or she goes down, and they crash a car, or they, you know, the idiots come down. It was just supposed to be three of us, Dad, and 42 of them show up, and they burn part of the house down.
Yeah.
The parents can get whacked brutally for that, can't they?
Parents can be on the hook a lot of times for that situation. If they had, and really you've got to look at liability here to see, you know, what has happened. Usually what they'll do is they'll climb up the liability ladder. In other words, well, you knew that this party was going on. It was your home. Is your child, she had access, because they're going after the pockets. They know the 22-year-old doesn't have any money.
Whole lot of nothing. Yep.
So they're trying to build that chain of liability back to the parents. You see it a lot. What I'll tell my clients is that, you know, hey, Brendan, what should I do about my 20-year-old or my 16-year-old wanting to have a car? You know what? Put it in their name. Let them insure it. Their car.
Really?
Let them insure. Yeah. You don't have nothing to do with
that.
Takes
the liability factor off the table.
It makes it much more difficult to go back than if it was my car. I loaned it to my son. I negligently loaned it to him. I knew he was a
So this is a great one. This is a great one, Attorney King, because I want to go for this one. Okay, the parents that have two kids that are in college, all right, maybe one's at Amherst and one's at, to make it easy, one's at UMass and one's at Amherst. No, that's too much of a discrepancy. There'd be a fight in the family. One's at Amherst and one's
makes
at BC.
Makes the commute easy.
Okay, one's at Amherst and one's at BC.
Yeah.
And so the parents have two kids. They're 21 and 23. 3 years old, both still under the 25, and they get them each a car and they put them on their insurance policy and they pay for
spread the word. Now you can build your better breakfast at Subway.
Breakfast, breakfast, yay, breakfast!
And it's made just how you like it.
I like egg whites.
On an English muffin.
Black forest ham. Nothing better.
And American cheese.
Jalapenos and tomatoes.
Subway now has breakfast, like the Western Egg White Muffin Melt. Fresh toasted and made just the way you want, only at Subway.
Subway! Best. Products may vary, may be available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
The sea salts of the world vary in color, taste, and intensity. Now Campbell's has found one that tops them all. It's naturally flavorful. Adding it helps us use less salt than before in Campbell's tomato soup. That famous, familiar flavor, as delicious as ever, now with less salt. Thanks to a very special sea salt in Campbell's tomato soup.
So many, many reasons it's so good.
Boston's fastest growing financial news station, the Money Matters Radio Network. Visit us on the web at moneymattersboston.com.
We are back 32 minutes after 4 o'clock on an absolutely fabulous Tuesday afternoon. Should be pretty nice all night tonight. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer. Maybe some showers might come drifting by, and then the cold front comes sliding in on Thursday. 71 might be the top on Thursday. Looks like the weekend is going to be very nice indeed. We're looking at mid-70s again. Of course, I don't even want to go there. Boston.com, the headline is Florida Church Defends the 911 Burn a Koran Day. And I just, I'll get steamed up all over the place, Brendan, if we go there, because it's just such an exercise in futility, and B, just it's just dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't get too upset without that plan being done. I don't need you stroking out on me, Dennis.
You know. All right, we got to get back to estate planning because we were having a little bit of fun with that one. But it's not truly a laughing matter because the parents of these two fictitious 20-year-old kids, I get it. Their first answer is going to be, well, if I just put them on my insurance policy and now we just have four cars here at the house, even though they're not driving them here,
right?
Which is another issue that they don't want to pay attention to, it's slightly cheaper then.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time. It's cheaper to do it this way, and I'll say to them, is it?
Yeah.
When it happens, you tell me if that's cheaper. Because, you know, for a few extra bucks, you can, you know, seal that wall off that I tell clients about. You know, build that wall, make it strong. Don't, you know, make a, you know, little holes here, a little sinkhole there where people can get through. Because let me tell you, a good litigation attorney will make that change. He's going to find it.
Well, you know, the fact that we laugh about it, but Paris Hilton is going to be so insulated so many different ways.
Yeah.
Okay? There's so much money there.
Right.
For instance, if somebody making $400,000 owed 10 grand to the IRS, that's a payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody making 10 million bucks, that's writing a check.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so Paris Hilton is going to be insulated so many different ways.
Right.
And the lovely couple, that have purchased maybe a condominium someplace. They got the beautiful main house, and maybe they have a cabin in the woods. Whatever it is, they've got two or three pieces of real estate, and their child goes out and does something dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
And a bodily injury would probably be the worst thing, right?
Absolutely. Again, you want to make sure you have that good insurance. Again, do what you can to separate it, to the extent possible. And believe me, I pay for this too, so I'm a little sensitive to cost as well. But when you're looking at teenage drivers, that's a big one. That's a big one, particularly. Sure. And you think you know your kids, but you don't really know everything that goes on.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everyone does.
Okay, everybody makes mistakes. Not only that, not only does everyone make a mistake, because that's going to come, but they also do stupid things every now and then.
Yeah.
And when you take a stupid thing and you combine it with an accident,
right?
Now you're really liability, and they're not looking for the 22-year-old junior at UMass.
That's right, and it's not even just a stupid thing. A lot of times they'll know it's stupid, but it's peer pressure. So to them, it's a calculated risk. I know I'm a little buzzed. I know I shouldn't be driving. I'll be fine. I'm not a toucan Sam. I can handle it. Let me see if I can sober Sam this way, way home and drop everybody off. And that's all you need. That's just the beginning of it. And then they'll climb back up that ladder. They'll take that home on Martha's Vineyard. These are assets that are subject to a judgment unless you have enough insurance.
And it all started because of a insurance policy on the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, those are the kind of situations I think that, you bring them up. That's part of my job when I'm sitting down with a client. We're going through a worksheet, and I'll play these situations up. And I'm the ultimate pessimist. These clients they'll leave so depressed. Not really. We'll try to throw a few jokes in there. A few lawyer jokes even, maybe. But you've got to be honest with them and say, hey, listen, this can happen. And a lot of them appreciate that because they're not thinking like that. They're thinking that, oh, I love my kid. I want to give
good
him one.
Kid.
Yeah, good
okay,
kid.
Okay, she calls home all the time. Yeah, she never does anything stupid.
That's right.
She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink when she's around you.
That's right. That's right.
When she's not around you, she says things like, I only smoke when I drink.
Exactly.
That's a horrible ordeal. And now, of course, we're talking about sort of parents as they go through their ordeals. What about the folks that are kind of on a fixed income and have now found themselves in the twilight, not to make fun of Roger Clemens, in the so-called twilight of their lives, and all of a sudden they're 68, 69 years old? They'd better be protected, because if one of those life-changing events happens and one of them gets a debilitating disease or some type of accident befalls them, that can be horrific.
Yeah, when you're talking about creditors, this is another big creditor that we see, divorce being a big creditor, but also the other big one that we see a lot of is the nursing home. The nursing home will come in and, your situation where, if you have that need, it could be $150,000 a year. And at that age, you talk about the twilight, who has income like that?
Right.
So what do? You start using assets. Because your health.
And this is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And you understand why they make the mistake, because they're not in a good way. Things are difficult. But utilizing those assets is not the way to go. Is it?
There are things you can do to plan. And a lot of clients, but the issue really a lot of times becomes is exactly that word, plan. Capital P, you've got to do it in advance. There's a look back period to trying to protect assets, but getting the right insurance. You can't be on your, on the doorstep of the nursing home and get a good long-term care insurance policy. You're uninsurable. So whether it's long-term care insurance or some sort of trust to protect the assets from a long-term care stay or whatever it is you're thinking of doing, these things have to be planned. And what I find, particularly in the nursing home situation with the increased look back period from what we used to have, people, a few years back, I would see them maybe in their, 70s and 80s planning. But now it's 50s and 60s. People are taking a look at this and saying, hey, what can I do to protect my house? What kind of trust are we looking to set up? How does that work? I've heard so much about it. Talk to me about long-term care insurance. I don't particularly sell, but I have some opinions from what I've seen. But, those are topics that, again, in my worksheet, I want to have them checked off. Mm-hmm. Now, my worksheet is pretty comprehensive, because of liability. Everyone's afraid of lawyers, including me. If I don't ask these questions, they're on my form. Hey, you said you weren't interested. We talked about it, and you said you didn't want to hear anything about it.
The three words I never want to have to say, I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, Attorney King, what about A, B, and C? I don't know.
That's not right. You might as well just have someone else's card there to refer.
Sorry, I just don't know.
I'm a big referrer, But in all honesty, being the specialist that we are at my firm, there's a lot we don't do. And I think law has become, like medicine, it's super specialized. People aren't going here and there trying to do everything these days. So they shouldn't, because it's very hard to know outside your area. I mean, even in the estate planning field that we're in, you have the elder law, the asset protection, retirement benefits. There's so many subspecialties to the specialty. You know, that's all we can handle.
And, well, we talk about another one that we kick around here all the time, TEAM.
Yeah.
You truly need a team of professionals as you go out through throughout your life.
That's right. That's right. You know, and one of the things that we don't do is we don't do a lot of returns that maybe accountants do or financial advisors. We, you know, a lot of lawyers maybe have jumped into that field. All we do is law at our office, and that's really all we can do. That's all we have the capacity to do. You know, it's a busy field. It changes all the time. We're on listservs. People, you know, trying this and that, you're finding out new rules and regulations every day. Stuff comes up and it's hard to keep up with, and unless you know your stuff, you know, or at least know that, hey, that changed this morning, I'll get back to you on that, you know. That's kind of almost where we're at.
Will change, going to change,
yeah.
Hasn't changed.
That's right.
We talk about another one that is a favorite topic of ours. The fact of the matter is we are charged with so many reforms now. We as a group of people from our 20s to our 70s, we'd better come to the door because someone's ringing the bell.
That's right.
And we're either going to stand up and be noticed or we're going to kind of drown in our own misery.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We, you know, what we've come to do at our office is, you know, we've got our clientele is a pretty broad base. And we'll say, well, what's your typical client? Well, we've got clients with small businesses. We've got clients who are nervous about the nursing home, retired. We've got small estates. Some of the smaller estates that we've had in protecting clients with their benefits, whether they're a special needs child or what have you, some of the more complicated issues that come through our door. But then we have clients who are, you know, planning with charities, you know, and everywhere in between. And everyone's a good client. Everyone's situation's different. A lot of times people will say, oh, I've got these documents. Looks like you just put my name in and took someone else's name out. I said, well, you know, that's not how it works. And if it does work that way, go to LegalZoom or some other place. If you think it works like that, go ahead. But, you know, for the most part, it is a very broad-based, you know, and very diverse client base that we have. And all the more exciting to keep things interesting.
Well, it's just in a fast run. The young family in their 20s, the getting developed family in their 30s, the uh-oh, we're already in our 50s and two kids are in college, what are we going to do, family? And then, of course, the geez, retirement is right around the corner at, you know, well, 60, 62, 67, 68, 70, whatever the ripe old age will end up being when we're all said and done.
Perfect example, and that's why we need to be prepared to take our client from that first point all the way through to the end of the day to where we're actually sitting with their kids because we're administering their estate or their trust because they've passed away. So right from the get-go all the way to the end, and that's why you need to be that diverse and work with a team of professionals in our practice where, okay, this is the situation they're in now, this is what you need to watch out for here, and follow them all the way along. Because you're right, every age is different, every situation is different. You've got young kids, you worry about their assets, then you get old, you worry about your assets, and, you know, everywhere in between.
You know, and you've got to cover yourself differently at different times in your life.
Financial aid is a big one that comes up a lot of times with us. You know, a lot of clients coming in, you know, saying, because when you're moving assets around and setting up trusts, oh, I want to put my, you know, grandma will say, I want to put my daughter's name on my house. Now, hold on right there. One of the first things I'll say is before, you know, we get into anything else, you know, have you thought about the, and that, because you'll say, well.
Do the worksheet, pal.
Do the worksheet. Do the worksheet. And they'll say, oh, well, you know, I she's also. Also, you know, she's a good kid. You know, she's got a daughter. She's a freshman at Dartmouth, and, you know, she's got a full scholarship. But what did
when
you
we
just
get
do?
Back, we're going to talk about just exactly why that's a very dangerous thing. He is Attorney Brendan King. I'm DV. Tony, he's driving the bus. This is the Money Matters Radio Network.
Here at Money Matters, Coastal Finance provides the key to unlocking the wealth in your home. A reverse mortgage is a government-insured loan that allows seniors 62 years and older to tap into the equity in their property to create tax-free income. There are no upfront costs and no payments for the life of the loan. Please feel free to visit us on the web at www.coastalreverse.com, where you'll find a free reverse mortgage consumer guide, important news, and product developments in the reverse mortgage industry. We also offer free in-home consultations to help you determine if a reverse mortgage may potentially be right for you. Call toll-free 888-974-6262. Again, 888-974-6262 to speak with me or one of my senior reverse mortgage consultants today and find out how much you may qualify for in a reverse mortgage.
Mass license number MC5160, Equal Opportunity Lender. Sterling Financial is committed to creating and executing quick, appropriate investment plans that make sense to you. In fact, the most important asset Sterling Financial provides is personalized service, a way of making the investment process easy and enjoyable. To speak with Jonathan Price or any member of the Sterling Financial team, call 617-558-3213. That's 617-558-3213 or online at www.sterlingfg.com.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replace the printer you put them in instead. Switch to a Kodak printer and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer today at Best Buy and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
Money Matters, Morning Edition, weekdays, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Join me, Joe Mantricotti, and co-host Joe Chica, the second and fourth Thursday of every month from 8 to 9 a.m. MetLife Financial Services, 508-614-4405.
So the amazing thing, though, Joe, is what we find is the overwhelming majority of people out there today do not have a financial plan for their future.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
what's the matter with that? It's scary, actually.
It absolutely is.
I mean, it's as scary as how many people don't have a will.
Right.
No.
That's right. I think people tend to shy away from creating a will because it's actually facing the inevitable, and that's our own mortality. So it's unfortunate. I've seen many signs on the highway as I'm driving where people will plan more for a two-week vacation than they will for their own future.
Yeah.
Which is it's a shame.
Money Matters Morning Edition, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., only on the Money Matters Radio Network affiliate, WESO AM 970.
Your financial questions answered by the best local business professionals. Only here on the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in with your questions at 888-205-2263 or send us instant feedback on moneymattersboston.com.
We are talking about serious subject matter, but we are laughing our way through the first day back after the, what did I call it? Labor Day weekend?
Labor Day, yeah.
The Labor Day weekend. Yeah, it's the first Tuesday after Labor Day. We're having a grand old time. Attorney Brendan King is with us. 508-751-5010 in Worcester. But wait a second, you've got places all over the place, so let's go down that.
We do.
That little
we
dossier.
Do. We've got some satellite offices in Braintree, Cambridge, and then Cape Cod. Braintree, 100 Grandview Road, Braintree, Mass. Cambridge, 110 Cambridge Street, and Cape Cod and the Island, 776 Main Street in Hyannis. And it's funny. Clients, expect you to come to them. We were just talking about how you've got the broad spectrum of clients. But whether a client's in a business or a client is elderly, they kind of expect you to go to them. So, but then you've seen these shows, and I know you have probably. You've seen these hoarder shows, and so sometimes you wonder because they want you to come to their area, but they don't want you to come to their home. And maybe they think I'm a murderer.
Breakfast. It's in the Globe today. Big breakfast meetings. That's what's going on now. You're supposed to see people for breakfast. Part of the reason is it's cheaper to go to breakfast than it is to go to lunch. That's one of the reasons.
Makes a lot of sense. I like breakfast.
The hoarder thing, did you read about the nightmare of the guy? His wife had died.
Oh,
you didn't catch this one, Attorney.
Is that a mattress falling on somebody?
This is just a couple of
weeks. My wife and I are scared of that show. We'll start watching it, and then we'll just get horrified.
Clean the garage out on Saturday.
It's crazy. It's crazy. The old red wagon goes out and everything else.
And they're like, you have balls of cotton. Yes, but I might need them one day. You have hundreds of balls of cotton.
Right.
You think there's going to be a run on cotton balls?
This terrible story.
A guy couldn't find his wife.
Yeah.
And he got the cops involved, and they searched for days. I want to say it was 6 days.
Holy cow.
And then they found her.
Okay.
In the living room.
Under 800 ketchup packets?
He saw the foot stick out. That's how horrific
that's
this is.
Scary, yeah.
And I'm doubting they had their estate planned properly.
No, their house was not in order.
Yeah. These are serious topics, but we're having a laugh or two with them. Yes, hoarding is an issue.
It really is. So I guess the original point I was making is, it's helpful to have some of these satellite offices out there so that we can kind of travel and say, hey, listen, we don't worry about it. I know you've never met us before. You don't have to let us in. You know, we can meet in another place, and people appreciate that. So it's nice to kind of have a place in these different areas. And I think a lot of other offices, other firms, or financial places, or accounting firms will do the same thing. It's a nice accommodation you can give people.
Yep, it's perfect. Now, before the break, we teased a little bit with Grandma Meme wants to put CJ on the house because CJ's such a great kid.
Right.
And they come to you and say, oh yeah, I just want to put her on the house, and your first.
I mean, there's tax issues that's an issue with it. There's all kinds, with basis and gifting issues and of course creditor issues. And we were just talking about, oh, let's just add someone to our account, and then they go out and careen, somebody, kill somebody with their car, and now guess what? They're a part owner of your home, and guess what? They don't live there. It's not a homestead for them. So it really gets to be an interesting issue with all those things.
That could turn into
it. It really is. But I think one of the things, the unique things that we see, I guess it's not unique in the way that we see it happening a lot, is that someone will casually do that for a client, whether it be a lawyer or an uncle, or it's always Uncle Fred or something like that, said, hey, this is the way I used to do it, right?
Right.
So you got to do it like I did it. Well, one of the things you got to remember is now that house is in someone else's name, and they're going to school, their kids are going to school, that's an asset of the parent when they're filling out the FAFSA form. Or the CSS profile, depending on what school they go to. So 5.65% of that equity in that home, right over to EFC, expected family contribution to be calculated. So I'm like, whoa, guess what? Congratulations. Did you protect it from Medicaid? Yeah, maybe. But look what else you did. You kicked the kid off. You kicked the grandkid off financial aid. You screwed up your capital gains exclusion because the house doesn't belong to you anymore.
With the best of intentions.
That's right, with the best of intentions. But you know what? Why they did it? Because it made a lot of sense. You know why? It was cheap.
And on that note, we'll be back right after this on the Money Matters, Yes It Does, Radio Network.
With the Bloomberg Small Business Report, I'm John Tucker. The latest ADP employment survey shows that the number of jobs among small businesses decreased by 6,000 for the month of August. That reverses the trend toward job gains since March of this year and seems to confirm a pause in the recovery that's already evident in other economic data. John Silby is chief economist at Wells Fargo.
I think a lot of firms have figured out what their final sales target is for the year, and they're adjusting their labor market needs to fit that target. And we do see a significant difference between the manufacturing sector and the service sector. The manufacturing sector again lost jobs, whereas in the service sector you still see some job gains. So that kind of split in the U.S. economy still persists.
Small firms in the goods producing sector saw a decline of 21,000 jobs overall. Those in the service providing industries saw an increase of 15,000. And that's the Bloomberg Small Business Report.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
The Money Matters Radio Network, your exclusive home for Joe Mangiacati, June Knight, Dennis Vaughn, and Chuck Nilasek. Boston's home for finance. The Money Matters Radio Network.
Just a couple of minutes before 5 o'clock, we are with attorney Brendan King, and during the break we were talking about an absolutely fascinating one, because we've got the grandmother giving the house to one of her grandchildren because she loves them so very much, but that grandchild, unbeknownst to her, had run up, $30,000 in debt, and she says, oh, I just want to do the right thing, mm-hmm. I'll put you on my house.
Yeah.
That can be a real can of worms.
That really can. I mean, if you put the grandchild or the child, whoever's name on the house, you take yours off, you've made the gift, so now the old basis in the home, the tax basis, belongs to the child. The child now, when they go to sell it, they're going to be hit with the capital gains. So the grandmother doesn't have the capital gains exclusion. There's no step-up in basis at death. There's a lot of myriad of tax issues, but beyond that, the scary part, particularly with this issue where you've got the credit card debt, is now that's an asset of that child's. And while grandma's living there, the house belongs to the child, and the child has debt. It's not the child's primary residence for homestead protection. So that's an asset for them to take, and I've seen it. It's happened.
Attach away.
It's happened. I've seen it happen to clients.
Then they could be living on the street.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you've got to be real careful because, you know, she's not the homeowner anymore. She's more of a tenant in that situation. Now, maybe someone could
argue. What's the smart way to do this?
Well, a smart way to do this would be to set up some sort of arrangement if she's trying to protect it, say, from a nursing home situation, which is maybe why she took her name off of it.
In the second hour, we're going to talk about life insurance versus nursing home insurance.
And really, in that situation, what she probably was trying to do is just that. And the better way to do it would be use a trust. And she would put her house inside a trust.
Is this the so-called living trust that we've been
hearing
about?
It's a living trust, absolutely. In this particular case, this living trust would take the form of of an irrevocable living trust, because there's revocable living trust. But this would be an irrevocable living trust, and that she could stay there. She could be, and I know some lawyers may disagree with me on this, but we're okay with her being her own trustee. She could, you know, be the legal title owner to the home, stay there. Upon her death, then it could stay in trust for the benefit of her grandchild. Maybe not make it a situation where the grandchild could live there, but then at that point, if it's in trust and structured properly, that trust, that house will be protected from that child's debt. So again, you know, it's all about forecasting and being honest when you're doing an intake, or being honest with your lawyers. And again, part of the reason why this intake sheet that I have is so comprehensive is that if you don't ask the question, they won't tell you. And it's amazing. I mean, I'll sit there with a client, and before long, until I get to the question, they may not mention to me that they have a child with Downs. You know, that child can have assets in their own name, possibly because they are on SSI or MassHealth. So there's a lot of things that really need to be drawn out. Because, you know, they may not be thinking in the way that they should, because they're just thinking on the issue that they're coming in on. I call it Rubik's Cube planning. You know, everyone comes in on the issue. Something drove into my office. Was it the yellow side, the orange side? I got to do all the sides. I got to know all the stuff. And I can't just take the stickers off, Dennis. I actually got to do it.
You better know what's down there. So special needs is a whole other can of worms, isn't it? I immediately imagine the family with three kids, two of which don't have special needs, and one does have a special need. Now you need a whole different plan then.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of times in that particular situation, we have a frank conversation about how's the kid doing now, and being able to be flexible, because when the child's young, what I find so often is, you know, the child may have, autism or be on the spectrum, and the child does not, or the parents really don't know how the kid's going to fare.
Yeah.
And parents all the time will say, I think he's going to be, or she's going to be okay. You know, I think she's going to be okay.
They
know, and
children.
They love their children, and it's too, you know, they just don't know what the future holds. So a lot of times we may set up a plan, but we've got to just be prepared that if you do pass away, that there's some sort of mechanism in place that if he does need government benefits, he's not going to be
the safety net.
That's right.
Well, because that, you know, it's wording this is going to be very difficult because it's clearly a very sensitive area. At 6 or 12, the parents are around and can take care of things. Mm-hmm. And what might be construed as cute, even though it's sort of an accident, you can live with it. At 32 or 34 or 42 years old, when the parents aren't around, now that's a liability.
That's right. That's right. And you've got liability issues. You've got, ability issues, you know, management of money, things that, you know, you and I may take for granted, the ability to balance your check lines. These are not things that, a child may be able to do in that circumstance. So that's one thing, is just the ability, but also to protect the child if the child is receiving any kind of government benefits. With respect to SSI, they can't have more than $2,000 of countable assets in their name. Well, if you...
Yellow Book presents Quick Make a Decision Now, where people are asked to make snap decisions in emergency-like situations. Today's contestant is Bob, a small business owner looking to promote his business.
Hello.
We placed him in a leaky boat in a tank with toxic chemicals.
Yeah, I'm sinking.
He has 10 seconds to answer the question. What's the best way to find customers for your business? A, put one of those annoying inflatable people thingies that shake their stupid arms in front of your business. Or B, advertise in Yellow Book.
This thing is really sinking.
Then you really should make a decision now, Bob.
Okay, Yellow Book. I'm going to choose Yellow Book, obviously. It's a Yellow Book commercial. Would you get me out of this thing?
Correct. Yellow Book can help you reach customers online, on their mobile, or in the book. Yellowbook.com has ratings and reviews, video ads, and more. And WebReach, Yellow Book search engine advertising program, places your ad across top search engines to drive visitors to your website. When your business needs help, the moment you need it, Yellow Book it. To advertise, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook.com today. Sound good, Bob?
Ah!
Stings, doesn't it? All right, somebody fish him out of there.
Welcome to Progressive.com, the auto insurance utopia.
Hi, what does this policy include?
Well, our policies have lots of free things like 24/7 live support, concierge claim service, and immediate response claim service, and it could save you hundreds.
Is this a dream?
No, rarely do dreams result in actual savings, but we do get that a lot. You could save hundreds. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Concierge claim centers not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
This is Joe Mangiacotti from MoneyMattersBoston.com with a very important announcement. At age 70 and a half, you were required to start taking money out of your IRA. Many people are confused because in 2009, we were all given a year off from required minimum distributions. It's 2010 now, and you need to know how much to withdraw. The amount you are required to take out of your IRA goes up each year, and your failure to take out required minimum distribution will result in a 50% tax penalty. We are offering a free educational report that shows you year by year how much you have to take out of your IRA. 781-433-0001. How much do you have to take out of an inheritance IRA? 781-433-0001. The rules associated with IRAs and required minimum distributions are complicated. Call now and learn all the rules associated with IRAs and required minimum distributions. 781-433-0001. This free report is available for a limited time. 781-433-0001.
The Money Matters Radio Network is your exclusive home in Boston for Bloomberg Radio. Kicking off.
You're listening to Boston's Home for Finance, the Money Matters Radio Network on WBNW 1120 AM Concord, Boston, WPLM 1390 AM Plymouth, and WESO 970 AM Southbridge. Keeping an eye on your wallet from Boston to Springfield, the Money Matters Radio Network.
I have aging parents, and I hear a lot about how one parent can lose almost all of their assets when the other parent unexpectedly enters a nursing home. Is this true, and should I really be concerned about it?
It absolutely is true, and yes, you should be concerned about it. I'm Todd Lutzke, a partner at the law firm of Cushing & Dolan, and your Wednesday morning co-host of Money Matters, and very little bothers me more than when I see how one spouse...